The following presentation of the Monty Man's Meditorials is brought to you by Kurt and Debbie Palmer, Roger McDermott and KHLT Recovery Broadcasting. To subscribe to this as well as any of our recovery shows, visit our website at take12radio.com. And now, here's the Monty Man with this week's Meditorial.
Well, greetings, my friends. I am your host, the Monty Man, on this episode of the Monty Man's Meditorials. This one I've entitled, Anonymity Doesn't Mean Secrecy, or Does It? Well, for those of us who are members of a 12-step fellowship, we have a lot of opinions when it comes to this topic of anonymity. Here are just a few that I've heard. Number one, our personal anonymity is to be protected at all cost. We must never tell anyone what 12-step fellowship we attend. Number two, I must never share my personal story of recovery at the level of press, radio, film, or internet. Number three, anonymity is the spiritual foundation of the fellowship. Well, though there may be some partial truth to these statements, they really are not at all what anonymity is about. Now, I could spend a lot of time explaining the anonymity tradition of my own 12-step fellowship, but that's really not what this meditorial is about either. What I'd like to share is my experience with what I call the mystery shopper. You like that? Yeah, the mystery shopper. This is more to do with the misunderstanding of personal anonymity, I believe. As I was shopping in a local grocery outlet bargain market on a sunny afternoon, I recognized a member of my 12-step fellowship as he was approaching the dairy aisle. I was relatively close to his location, so I decided to walk on over and give him a hearty hello. Well, when he saw me coming, he did something I thought a bit odd. He turned his face away as if to send me the unspoken message that he did not want to engage. It was a strange sense that he didn't want to even acknowledge me. Well, later that afternoon, I sat next to this gentleman in our 12-step meeting, and he was an entirely different guy. He was friendly, talkative, and even shook my hand. In fact, if I had not brought it up, he probably would never have given our earlier encounter a second thought. So, as it was, I asked him, "Hey, I was just curious, earlier today when our eyes met at the grocery store, why did you shy away from me? I mean, have I offended you in some way?" He quickly responded, no, not at all. I just didn't want other people to know I attended this 12-step meeting. I wanted to protect my anonymity. Well, because I wanted to respect his thought process, regardless of how sideways I may have felt it was, I didn't go any further on the issue. That afternoon, we sat through an excellent meeting together, shared coffee and a hug, and went about our day. I have thought a lot about that encounter and still scratch my head when it comes to mind. Have we taken this anonymity thing a bit too far? So as not to even want to engage in niceties with each other when we see one another in public? Has this ever happened to you? I'd like to hear your thoughts. If this has happened to you, or you have an opinion on this, please email me at take12radio@comcast.net. That's T-A-K-E, the number 12, radio@comcast.net. And I may use your input right here on the show. All right. Our closing song for this week is upbeat, is positive, and is by our good friend Conley White. It's entitled, "We're Glad You're Here." Here's Conley.
In the basement of the church around the corner, quietly I found myself a seat. and held on to my little cup of coffee, utterly admitting my defeat. They talked about some steps and some traditions, and some promises I didn't understand. Feeling out of place, I walked toward the back door. Then I heard the gentle voice of some old man. We're glad you're here, 'cause we've been there. And it's hard to find someone who understands enough to care, put down your pain, cast out your fears. We've all been there, and we're glad you're here. I walked back in and sat right down beside him. Listened as someone poured out her heart. I thought about my past and my condition, all the years of living in the dark. She talked about her fears and her confusion. I listened as the tears rolled down her face. I realized I felt what she was feeling. When she finished, I heard someone say, we're glad you're here, 'cause we've been there. And it's hard to find someone who understands enough to care, put down your pain, cast out your fears. We've all been there, and we're glad you're here. We've all been there, and we're glad you're here. We're glad you're here, 'cause we've been there.
Mr. Conley White from his album, Just Ray. Hey, listen, don't forget, you can subscribe to all of our shows for fun and for free at take12radio.com by clicking on any of the podcasting platforms listed there. And if you'd like to watch us on video, subscribe to our YouTube channel right there at take12radio.com. All right, until our next broadcast, this is the Monty Man, and I am wishing God's perfect serenity for you.
This has been a broadcast of KHLT Recovery Broadcasting and the Take 12 Recovery Radio Shows.